sis, if no one told you, I'm going to tell you right now, everyone is not your customer. Just like everyone isn't your friend, everyone isn't your customer. And you need to have that mindset and mentality when coming into the space of entrepreneurship. Just because you had a bright idea, just because you had an aha moment and became an entrepreneur, does not mean that your friends are going to support you. That's not what your focus should be on. It does not mean that your family is going to support you. That should not be where your focus is. Where your focus should be is basically people that you don't know. Yes, that's the secret. And I know you've seen those memes all over the internet. You know, it's not your friends and family that's going to make you rich. It's the people you don't know. And that is so true, you guys. It's the people you don't know. It's literally people that, you know, have maybe ran into your page, word of mouth, somebody told them about you, they seen your ad, or whatever the case may be. However the linkage occurred, it doesn't matter, because it's the people you don't know that's going to make you successful and that's going to get you paid. Now, however, there are some people that, you know, friends and families have really, you know, invested into their dreams and have helped them and have supported them, but that's far and few. When it comes to, you know, my people and people that I know, it's not about the friends and family. If anything, those people are like, you know, they act like they don't even see my post. You know, they scroll right past it. They'll go and purchase from somebody else, knowing that I've had that forever. But, you know, instead of putting money in my pocket and helping to increase my lifestyle, as they, you know, that's how they think and how they see it, they rather go somewhere else. And you know what? I've learned that a long time ago, and that's fine. It used to bother me. It used to really put me in my feelings. Like, why would my friends and family, people that I've known forever, people that always come to me and asking me questions and, you know, picking my brain and all of that, why wouldn't they support me? Why don't they like my posts? Why don't they support? Why don't they empower? Why don't any of that? And it's because they see you as a threat. Even though they may not be in business, even though, you know, they're not even entrepreneurs or any of that, it's a simple fact that you guys came from the same area, the same place, same environment, all that situations. But however, you managed to break out of that. You managed to rise. You managed to elevate, and they didn't. Whether it's mentally, physically, financially, you were the one that made it. So why should I help you? And it's a jealousy thing. And I'm telling you right now, it happens to all entrepreneurs, especially those, you know, that come from environments where it's like, it's a crab in a bucket mentality. So those people have no understanding, because entrepreneurship is really a mental thing. You really have to be wired to be an entrepreneur. People get entrepreneurship and hustling very confused, very confused. And until you really have some grit in the game, until you really have had 10 toes down in the entrepreneurship game, you're going to flip-flop, you know, between the hustle part and the entrepreneurship part. And I'm telling you right now, it is a mental thing. It's a mentality thing, all right? And you have to grow into it. That's why I say coaches and mentors are so very important. It's not about, you know, the influencer that's selling, you know, all of these sales or making all of these sales. It's not about that. It's not about who's popular. It's about who's going to be able to understand your vision, who's going to help you create that action plan. And we've talked about this over and over again. People jump into entrepreneurship really thinking that their friends and family are going to make them rich. And I'm telling you right now, it's not. It's your mentors. It's your network. You know, that increased your net worth. All right. You have to create a community. And this is leading me to the power of numbers, the power of community, the power of partnerships. When you get into entrepreneurship, just know you're going to be in it by yourself until you actually build a foundation and build a team. All right. That's up to you as a boss, unless you came into the business with a team, with a partner and all of that. But if you started by yourself, know that that journey is going to be all on you until you create that ecosystem of support. You understand? And don't look to your friends and your family. And don't get in your feelings if they don't support you. It's okay. Know that it's okay. Go into it knowing that it's okay. And what I need you to do is I need you to find those strangers that's going to help you become successful. I need you to find your tribe, create your tribe. Just like, you know, when people say, you know, I came from a messed up family, so I'm going to create my own. Go ahead and do just that for your entrepreneurship family, for your entrepreneurship team of success. Go find those people that are going to support you, that are going to encourage you, that are going to celebrate you, you know, that want you to show up, that don't look at you as a threat. All right. That's what you need to focus on. As an entrepreneur, focus on creating and nurturing your own community. That can be through groups. That can be through creating your own network. I've done that. I have had a subscription service, and it was very, you know, successful, very successful. And the only reason, you know, I personally shut that down was because due to, you know, the COVID situation, you know, personal things in my life, I didn't want it to affect and run over into my business. So I did. I shut it down, but I still have those connections. Those people are still part of my network. Okay. I built that. I nurtured that. So this is what I'm telling you today. Your job is to go find your people, create your community, nurture your community, provide substance and value to your community and your people. There are people out there for you. And all you have to focus on is a certain number. You know, break it down. This is what I do when I have mentorship sessions. I basically tell my mentees, look, first start off with your set of 10. 10 people. Get 10 people that you don't know that will support your business and what you provide. Then move that to 20 people and just keep increasing it by 10 until you're at 100 people. 100 people. I don't care if those 100 people are the only people that's following you on social media, because guess what? Those are 100 warm buyers, 100 people that you know is going to purchase whatever it is that you drop because they believe in what you have. They believe in you. They believe in the product or the service. All right. They're not looking at you as an individual because they knew you from the past or you're a family member or whatever the case may be. They're looking at you as a product or a service that's going to provide a solution for them, okay? So that's your focus. That's what you need to be concentrating on, not friends and family. So today, your assignment is to find your tribe. Start linking with the people that's going to celebrate you, embrace you, empower you, uplift you, and most of all, support you.